Hello everyone, welcome back to the podcast. In this episode, we are going to talk about existential pronouns and how to say that something exists. If you like my podcast, please become my patron at patreon.com/COJstuff. Or you can make a donation at buymeacoffee.com/COJstuff. I'd appreciate all the help I can get so I can make more contents for you. I don't really earn anything from making this podcast, so all the donations, all the support that I can get is highly appreciated. Thank you. Hello again, everyone. Welcome back. It's been a while since I uploaded anything. There's going to be some changes on the podcast. Some of my students have been requesting for a material that they can practice to or listen to in Cebuano. So I was thinking of changing a little bit the format of the podcast. So right now I'm only discussing about Cebuano grammar and stuff like that, like how to make sentences and how to make phrases and how to say things in Cebuano. And I will still continue doing that, but I think most of my frequent upload from now on will be about short stories and also like a very slow type of conversation in Cebuano that will help my listeners and my students to have an exposure to the language, not in a fast pace, because if you go to different places with Cebuano content, usually they talk really, really fast. And my students have been requesting for a beginner level kind of conversation that would help them have an exposure to the language, listening to something while doing whatever they need to do. And I think it's a good idea. So I'm going to forego with that. At the same time, I'm actually building right now the website that I've mentioned before. I'm starting to do recordings now for a recorded lesson that I can offer to everyone. So I know everyone doesn't have the time or the luxury to have a one-on-one lesson. So I decided to make a website and offer my video lessons there, teaching Cebuano grammar and so on. And if you decide to want to have a conversation lesson, then you will have an option to have a lesson as well in there, to book a lesson for a conversation type of lesson. So I'm thinking of doing that, but I'm still in the process of working on that. So I'm probably going to take some time to finish. So yeah, so that's something that you can look forward to. And but I'm not going to give up on teaching grammar here in my podcast. I'm still going to teach some few stuff that you need, like basic conversation kind of grammar that you need, sentence structure and explanation on sentence grammar. So my suggestion to you guys is, if you want anything that you want to discuss in this podcast, I think it's best that you send me a request for that, because it takes some time to think. Because if you know, I'm just doing this by myself. And it takes some time to think of an episode, how to break it down and how to present it to you guys. So, it, you know, I would really like for anyone to pitch in some requests, like what you want me to discuss, like how do you say this, or what's best, how do you ask for something, how do you respond for something. Like, it would be best if the audience as well would have a participation in this podcast, so I don't have to do everything by myself, you know. So, again, guys, I'm not... I'm only doing this for free. I don't earn from posting anything on the podcast. I don't have any sponsors, as you notice. I don't have anything that would earn money for doing the podcast. So it, I think it would be best that you guys could collaborate and help me out a little bit. So, but I do appreciate those people who are giving some donations for as a support for the podcast. I really appreciate that. But other than that, there's nothing really. But I don't have any revenue for the podcast, so there's really, and if I put in a lot of effort as well, I would have to take some of my time for other things as well, which is for my students, for my paying students. So guys, please let's try to cooperate with each other. Okay, let's help out each other. Anyway, so this topic is actually a continuation for the last episode that we had, which is, I think that was last November or October. Yeah, I uploaded some months ago. And the last time I uploaded was about demonstrative pronouns. So this time we're going to continue with existential pronouns and learning how to say things. This is still part of the pronoun series that we're having right now. So we're going to continue on that. I think there's still one more episode that I'm going to make about pronouns, and then after that I will discuss to you how sentences, like the general rule for sentence structure in Cebuano. That way it'll be easier for you to break down sentences and you can have an idea on how it works, because I have only introduced to you the non-verbal sentences, or sentences that doesn't have verbs. There is still another sentence that I need to introduce to you, which is sentences with verbs. And that's a little bit more complex than the ones that we had already. So hopefully it will help you out a bit. Okay, without further ado, let's go into the existential pronouns. So there are two types of existential pronouns that we follow. So we have the non-existential, which is wala, and then the existential pronoun, which is na'a. Again, non-existential is wala, W-A-L-A, and then the existential pronoun indicating that something exists is a na'a. Na'a. So, how do we say, let's say you want to say, like, there's a book. Or if you're looking like, oh, like, if you want to ask, or someone asks you, like, do you have small change, right? So, small change for us is cambio or sinsilio. There are two words for that. Cambio is like your change for when you're buying something, then they give you a change. That's cambio. K-A-M-B-Y-O, cambio. Now, if you're looking for, like, smaller bills or smaller money, that would be sinsilio. Sinsilio. Which came from the Spanish language with sencillo in Spanish. So that would be S-I-N-S-L-Y-O, sencillo, which would mean small change. So let's say you're taking a ride, and then the driver, and you paid like 100 pesos, and then the driver said, like, oh, do you have a small change? Because, you know, not every driver has change for a big bill. So some drivers would ask you, that even in taxis they would ask you that. So if in order to say that you have change, you say na ay sinsilyo. So that would be na na'a, and then clitic particle y, na ay, and then sinsilyo, s-i-n-s-i-l-y-o. So na ay sinsilyo. So you say there is smaller coins or smaller bills or smaller money. I don't know how to say it in English. Sorry, my brain is blanking right now. I don't have a script. I didn't make a script. I'm just winging it right now. So you're going to have to excuse whatever I'm saying here right now. I don't have time to make scripts anymore. I'm really sorry, you guys. Because I'm doing a lot of recordings. I'm doing recordings for this lesson, for my lessons. I'm also preparing lessons for my students. And also I have to do other jobs as well as a virtual assistant. And then I have to do recording as well for the recording lesson that I'm going to put up on the website. So I'm doing a lot of things. So I don't have time to make scripts right now. So excuse my episode. I don't have time to make scripts right now. Anyway, so if you want to say na ay cambio or na ay sencillo, that would mean there's change or there's small change, small coins. Okay, but what if you don't want to say that? What if you want to say that there's none, there's no change, there's no small bill? You say walay sencillo, walay sencillo. W-A-L-A, wala, and then classic particle Y, walay, and then sencillo. Walay sencillo, or walay cambio, okay? That's how we say it. Now, why do we have a Y there and without a subject marker? Because when you have that kind of, when you're stating that something doesn't exist, not a specific thing, but just a thing doesn't exist, then you would use the existential pronoun as the subject of the sentence. That's why it becomes walay cambio. So wala here, the subject, and then in order for the thing that doesn't exist or exists to become part of the existential pronoun, you add Y to connect them, put them into one phrase. So that's why it becomes walay. We add a Y to connect the wala and the sencillo together in a phrase. So that would be walay sencillo. Okay? Walay sencillo. Or na ay sencillo. Do you understand? So let's say you went to the market, to a store, like a fruit stand, and then you're looking for lemon. You're looking for lemon. And then you would say, naa moy lemon, naa moy lemon. So naa and then moy lemon. So mo here is subject pronoun, right? Now there is a rule for subject pronoun that I haven't taught you yet. So subject pronoun can carry the clitic particles attached to another word before it. So because wala is following a subject pronoun mo, so the y is attached to the subject pronoun mo rather than the wala. In this case, we have now a main subject, which is mo, from kamo. Coming from kamu, which is you, right? You exclusive, just you, one person, right? So that would be wal naa moy lemon. We don't have a word for lemon because lemon itself, the American lemon, it doesn't exist here. So it's a foreign kind of fruit. So we just say lemon instead. So in any case, we say naa moy lemon, and you add a question marker, a tone of question at the end, so make it like a question. So you say naa moy lemon, do you have lemon? Naa moy lemon. Now here we have like a two component that we're looking at. So we say naa naay lemon, so there's lemon, and then mo, you. So you have lemon. So when you have a subject and an existential pronoun, the subject becomes the owner of that thing that exists. So the mo now is the owner of the naay lemon, so that there is lemon. So that would make it like, you have lemon, naa moy lemon. So that's how it works. The same with wala. So just substitute na'a with wala. And that's how it works. Okay? I'll give you another example. Okay, so if you want to say na'a, let's say you are in a restaurant and then you're looking for the toilet, right? And you want to ask first if they have a toilet. That's the usual way, you know, because not every food stand has toilet in it. So you can say, you can ask first if there is a toilet and then you ask where is the toilet. Okay, so you can say na'a muy CR. So CR, so in the Philippines, toilet or comfort room, we call it CR. Oh, no. Toilet or loo is called comfort room in the Philippines. A restroom, a bathroom, we call them CR. And CR is usually for number one and number two. So peeing and defecating. So if you're looking for a CR, if you want to look for a CR, a comfort room, or the native word for it would be banyo. B-A-N-Y-O, banyo. So you can say na'a muy banyo. Na'a muy banyo. Again, na'a, existential pronoun, followed by the subject pronoun, mo. And then the clitic particle, because there is a subject pronoun there, it carried the y instead. So that's why it becomes na'a muy CR. Na'a muy banyo or na'a muy CR. Yeah. So the answer could be na'a. Oh, na'a. Yes, there is. Or wala. Wala or none. So you can choose, your answer should, when someone asks you if something exists, then you would say na'a muy or na'a or wala. Your answer should only be na'a or wala. Now, what if you want to say, I have a book. I have a book. So I would say, so in order to say that in Cebuano, they say I would be ako, right? So I have a book. So you're saying that there is a book with you. So a book exists with you. That is the concept that we use when we're using existential pronoun as possessive case. So that would be, there is a book with you. So that would mean na'a, na'a, and then followed by ko, and then the clitic particle y, and then libro. So na'akoy libro. Na'akoy libro. Libro is book in Spanish. So na'a, existential pronoun, ko, subject pronoun, followed by part attached with particle y, na'akoy, and then the thing that you own, libro. Na'akoy libro. I have a book. Or to make it more precise, that would be there's book. There's book with me. That's essentially what it means. So if there's a book with you, that means you own a book. Okay? So that's usually the case. But what if you say, I don't have a book? I don't have a book. What do we say? Wala koy libro. Wala koy libro. That's what we say when you want to say, I don't have a book. Okay? What if you want to say, there is the book is not here? So let's say, the book is not here. The book is not here. Now, if you want to say, the book is not here, the sentence would be, wala ang libro. Wala ang libro dire. Wala ang libro dire. So wala is the descriptor for the subject, ang libro, which is placed here, dire. So wala ang libro dire. No, the book here. That's the literal translation for it. But if you want to translate it properly, the book is not here. The book is not here. Wala ang libro dire. Again, the wala here, if there is another subject in the sentence, that would mean that the existential pronoun is not acting as a subject. It's acting as a descriptor, stating that there is no existence of something, of the subject. Now, if there is no subject in the sentence, that would mean that there is that the subject, that the existential pronoun is acting as a subject of the sentence. And it's equivalent to there is na'a or there is none, there is not. So na'ay or walay would be there is or there is none in English. Okay? But if you're gonna say, if you're gonna have a subject, then the subject would own the thing that exists. I hope that's clear. Again, I'm gonna say this again, okay? If there is a subject in a sentence and there is an existential pronoun and there's no other noun in there, just the subject and an existential pronoun, that would mean that subject exists or doesn't exist. For example, wala ang libro, the book doesn't exist or the book is not there. Is not there. Mm. If say naa ang libro, the book is there. The book exists. Naa ang libro. But if you're gonna say naa ko'y libro, now there are two nouns now. We have the subject pronoun, and then we also have the thing that is being owned. So naa'y libro, and then the subject ko. Remember the previous lesson, we have subject pronouns. So this is ko as a subject pronoun. It stands by itself. You don't need a marker anymore in there. So we have na'a ko'y libro. Na'a ko'y libro. Now you might ask, why is the subject pronoun always placed after in the beginning of a sentence? After the first word of the sentence, sorry. So why is it that the subject pronoun is placed after, immediately after the first word of the sentence? That is the rule for subject pronouns. Pronouns must always be placed in the beginning of the sentence, after the first word of the sentence. That is the rule. No matter where you go, no matter what sentence you break down, it's going to be like that all the time. Because that is an absolute rule, true to all subject pronouns. Something that I didn't discuss last episode, but I'm discussing now, because you might be wondering, why is it that the thing that exists is being placed after the subject pronoun? That's just a rule. Okay, so that's why we say, instead of saying naay libro ko, that's not how we say it. We say instead naa ko'y libro. We don't say naa libro ko. We don't say naay libro ko. That's wrong. We say naa ko'y libro. Pronoun must always be, subject pronoun must always be placed after the first letter, or not letter, word of the sentence. All right? Okay. So that's how you do it. That's how you say things. So let's say you want to go to the mall and you're looking for a bag. So when you're looking for a bag, when you're looking for something in a mall, you would say naamoy bag, naamoy bag. So do you have bags? So that would be any kind of bag, right? Naamoy bag. But if you've already found a specific bag, if you're looking for a specific bag, you would be saying naa ang bag nga Jansport. Naa ang bag nga Jansport. So that would be, is the Jansport bag here? Does it exist here? That's what you're asking for. Okay? So that's basically just how it works for existential pronouns. Now, I know I've said a lot already and it's a bit confusing, but that's pretty... it's because I don't have a script, so you're going to have to excuse me. Anyway, those are just the basic existential pronoun, whether something exists or doesn't exist. There are other existential pronouns as well, like does it exist here, does it exist there, or does it exist over there? Okay, so if you want to say that something exists here, we say dia. We say dia. So we say di libro. Is the book here? Or is a book here? Is there a book here? Di libro. Is there a book here? Or if you say na ana ay libro, ana ay libro. So that would be ana would be there over there. There where you are, you're listen as a listener. Ana'a. And then if you're gonna say far away, like far away from the speaker and the listener, that would be tu'a. So tu'ay libro. Is there a book over there? Tu'ay libro. Is there a book over there? Now if you wanna say the book is over there, you say tu'a ang libro. Tu'a ang libro. So tu'a is T-U-A, which means it exists over there, far from both the listener and the speaker. So we say tu'a ang libro. The book is over there. Tu'ay libro means there's a book there. So ang would refer to specific things. Not using ang would refer to non-specific thing that exists. Okay? I hope you understand that. Okay, so again, the different locative, different location for existence could be dia, where the speaker is, dia, exist here, where I'm standing. Ana'a, that would be exist where you are as a listener. It exists there where you are as a listener. And then we have tu'a, T-U-A, exist there, over there, far away from the listener and the speaker. Then you would be using, you need to point it out. You would start pointing things out where it exists. Okay, again, dia, D-I-A, where exists where the speaker is, ana'a, exists where the listener is, A-N-A-A, ana'a, and then tu'a, T-U-A, exists where the speaker and the listener is far away. All right. Okay. So those are the existential pronouns that you need to remember, okay? You need to make sentences out of it. Now, my suggestion to you is that I'll give you a treat, all right? You can make sentences using existential pronouns. Send them to me. Send me a message. I'll give you a correction. I'll give you a feedback. That's my service for you. Aside from this, I'm going to give you guys a service of having to correct your work as well. So take this chance. I'm giving you guys a chance to make Cebuano sentences and get a feedback. And I'll give you an explanation on why is it incorrect. And I'll give you some few rules to make your work correct or more appropriate. Okay? This is your chance to ask. Because I'm not giving everything away here because, you know, it's going to take some time. I'm going to need a lot of recordings to do that. And obviously, I don't have time right now to make more episodes. But for you guys, I'm not giving up on making podcasts. But at one point, I did want to quit, to be honest. I did want to quit just a few months ago. Oh, no, actually, that's just January. Because there's this group in Facebook that I'm subscribing because I need some vocabularies, more vocabularies, deep vocabularies in Cebuano that we don't normally use in daily conversation. I still need those because, you know, I don't know when my student needs them. And I'm also compiling a dictionary as well for my students. So, yeah. And there was like a lot of backlash about the Davao Cebuano speakers. And I'm a Davao Cebuano speakers, and these people who are elitist, who are always like trying to make fun of Davao Cebuano and making us feel like illegitimate speaker of the language, and that really ticked me and got me really annoyed. And I thought, like, why am I doing this? I'm only promoting them instead of me, instead of my own culture. But then I realized that I have a lot of followings here. There are people who are depending on my podcast to get information about the language. So yeah, I guess I'm not gonna stop, but I will, instead of doing a lot of like grammar lessons or grammar explanation here on podcasts, from now on, I will be uploading more of a content like just a conversation content in Cebuano for beginners, like a very slow way of saying things, so that just so you can have something to listen to. I'm gonna work on that. I'm not gonna follow a script still. I'm just gonna talk about some random stuff in Cebuano, say things slowly, and that's pretty much it. And maybe some read as well, some short stories as well, that might be helpful for you guys. I will also do that. Okay. Right. Anyway, that's pretty much it for this episode. It's not a long episode. It's just a short one. You can always listen back to all the parts about the lesson and not about my ranting. But yeah, guys, so look forward for everything that I'm working on right now for the language, for this Cebuano language, for the sake of Cebuano language. And my students, mainly my students, I'm doing mainly this for my students because they have been requesting. They've been requesting a lot of things, different materials, different methods of learning. There isn't just, this is the problem with Cebuano language. There isn't a lot of materials out there, like helpful materials that would help them. And I do have a dictionary that I share with my students. Now, if you want a copy, you're going to have to message me or send me an email. I have an Excel file that I share to my students, but please, if do not do anything on the Excel file. I just need you to open it and look for words, nothing more. You cannot be entering anything in it because it will be the database for my dictionary. Please don't ruin it. I'm begging you. I will give you an access. Send me a message. I'll give you an access. Just so I'm not going to give it away randomly because I don't want random people to use it and delete and do some crazy stuff in it because I've had some experience with that. But if you send me a message, request for an access, depends on like if I can feel, I feel like I can trust you, I would give you an access to it. I want to know who I'm giving access to it and just not randomly letting random people all over the internet just access it, okay? Hopefully, guys, you would respect that. Yeah. So if you guys have anything you'd like me to talk about, send me a message, please. Don't hesitate to send me a message. I don't know why you guys are not taking the opportunity to help you out. Like, I've been telling you, send me a message. Make sentences. Ask me anything. Send me a message. I will respond. I will respond as much as I can. I will give you, if I can give you a better explanation, I will try to give you a better explanation. But if I have to discuss it on the podcast, I will discuss it in the podcast. Just send me a message, okay? All right. Okay, I'm not going to make this episode long. I just want to upload something. So, see you guys on the next episode. Salamat kaayo sa pagpaminaw ug amping pirmi. Bye-bye!